We're going to hear about Jesus being born. I'll be reading further from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Well, g'day again, everyone, and Merry Christmas again. I hope you have a wonderful festive season this year. A couple of weeks ago, I came across a fun good news story as I was reading the news. It was the Comedy Wildlife Photos Awards. Do you want me to show you a few of the winners? Here they are. This one was the one in the reptile category. They had subtitled it, "The Baptism of the Unwilling Convert," which you can kind of see why. The winner in the bird category, the fish category, there he is, Smiley. This one's the bird category. They wanted to bite someone's head off. There was a profile category, so a number of photos that go in a row. This one was of, here we go. We go along and we see the next one, having a look. Very impressed. And then what's the next one? Yeah, you knew that was coming, didn't you? The overall winner, high five. Yeah. It's nice to come across a good news story, isn't it? Of course, this week, we feel like the news has been anything but good. After the horrendous attacks at Bondi, where 15 people were killed, dozens more hospitalised, the worst kind of gun violence in Australia in over 29 years. Just awful, awful stuff. So there's more I want to say in a moment, but I thought it'd be appropriate for us just now to pause and pray for what's happening, pray for those who are affected. So I'm going to lead us in a time of prayer for that now. Let's pray. Our Lord God, what happened at Bondi 1 week ago was really shocking to us, and we know it was something that did not please you. Please, Lord, hear our prayers now. Please be with those people who are injured, Please sustain their lives. Please give them healing. Please relieve their pain. Please, God, would you be a comfort to those who have lost loved ones in the shootings? Surround them with your love. Please, Lord, give them close friends and family who can be with them at this time. Please, God, bring your comfort to them as they grieve. Please, Lord, be with the Jewish community as a whole. As they grieve together, please help them heal. Please protect them from further attacks and please bring comfort to them. We thank you, Lord, for those who were responding and have responded. We thank you for the work on the day of the police and the medics and the lifesavers and those who were nearby and just jumped in and helped in any way they could. Thank you for them, Father. Please be with those who are in the healthcare, who are healthcare workers now. Please give them ongoing energy to care for those who are injured. Please give the police clarity as they continue to investigate. And please also be with the politicians and community leaders. Please give them the compassion and the love they need to lead well. God of all peace, please bring lasting peace and no more violence like this in our land. We pray that there wouldn't be any anti-Semitic or racist attacks like this. And please use your people to bring comfort and hope to the grieving. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bondi shootings have been awful. And if you're anything like me, you know, as you read the news, it's not just front page news, but it's page 2, 3, 4, and 5 as well. But sadly, even though it's taken up all the major headlines, this is not the only bad news of the last week. You know, just it feels like we're, you know, bombarded day after day just with bad news after bad news, right? So this week I've also read about a man down in McLaren Vale being shot and killed. I read about the son of a former AFL star who's been jailed for treating someone else just horrendously. I also read a story about a large superannuation company who was not paying out insurance to people they owe the money to. And on and on and on it goes. Right? We live in a world where bad news just comes around us all the time. And along comes Christmas. And don't you just hope that Christmas will bring a change, that finally there'll be some good news for it? We look forward to, you know, time off work and celebrations and the good stuff. But then if we're honest, for many of us, Christmas feels like bad news too, doesn't it? You know, there's the going to the shops. And it just so happens, don't you feel like this every time you go to the shops around Christmas, that it feels like the rest of Adelaide has decided to go to the same shops at the same time as you? If you manage to find a car park, how long do you have to stand in a line to actually buy anything? But for some of us, Christmas is bad news because there's stresses within our family that we spend time with. Some of us are lonely because we'd like to be with our family, but for many different reasons we can't be. And for some of us, Christmas is hard because it's a reminder of us of all the people who we'd love to be with, but we've lost in the last year or so. So amidst all this bad news that we're constantly bombarded with, here's the one thing I want to say today. God is good news. God is good news for you, and Christmas reminds us why God is such good news. And we see this from the part of the Bible that Christine just read out for us. Let me explain. You know, Christine read the story of Jesus' birth, and we're kind of expecting Jesus' birth to really be the main event, the big thing, the thing that we spend all our time looking on. But actually, it's passed over fairly quickly. There's Mary and Joseph, this young Jewish couple. They go to Bethlehem, and while they're there, Jesus pops out, and, well, that's really all we hear. Instead of staying with the newborn baby and his parents, our attention's diverted away to something else. Instead, we go and we meet some random shepherds. And these shepherds are out with their sheep, just a normal night for them, like many hundreds of nights they've had before doing the same thing. But this night is no, it becomes very different very quickly, because God steps into their lives in a way they'd never expected. God sends an angel to these shepherds, and the shepherds, they're terrified, right? Because, you know, we have this idea in our head of angels. They're like those little chubby garden cherubs we put around in the garden. But that's not what angels are like at all, actually. Angels are much more like, you know, a big, bulky UFC fighter who's in the heavyweight division. They're mighty warriors of light. And this angel brings a message from God, a message that God has for the shepherds. And in fact, I think that God has for people all over the world, for us too. Here's what the angel says to the shepherds. This is the message that God wants them and us to know. The angel says, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." Here it is, friends. It's a good news message. News that's so good it's going to bring great joy for all people. And so what's the news then? What is this message that's going to bring such great joy? The angel goes on and he says, "Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He's the Messiah, the Lord." So good news. The good news is a baby's going to be born, Jesus. But this is not just any baby. This is the baby who is Savior. The Bondi shootings, again, they were horrible. But amidst that, did you hear the story of Ahmed Al-Ahmed? Here's a picture of him in hospital with the Governor General. At last Sunday evening, Ahmed Al-Ahmed was having coffee with a friend. And when he heard the gunshots ring out, he didn't kind of flee the scene. But you've probably seen the video, haven't you? He snuck up on one of the shooters and wrestled a gun away from him. I mean, incredible, incredible bravery, right? And he's rightly been called a hero. And people have also called him a savior. This man's actions saved people's lives. He saved more people from being shot. He's a savior. The Bible here in our passage is calling Jesus a savior. And you think, well, why? You know, it's easy to see why Ahmed Al-Ahmed is a savior. But why Jesus? How is he a savior? Well, the Bible says that Jesus comes to save us really from all that kind of bad news that clogs up our feeds day after day, the barrage of bad news that we get. That's what Jesus comes to save us from. But you see, Jesus doesn't just save us from the bad news, but really, he comes to save us from the problem that lies beneath the bad news. You know, like if one day you woke up and you found a lump on your skin, you might think, oh no, that means there's cancer underneath. And you don't just slap a Band-Aid on it and you think, well, that's it, problem solved. You know, you need to fix the proper problem underneath. It's the same here. The bad news that we keep getting in our world, it's a sign to us. It's saying to us that, well, that there's something bigger going on. There's something wrong underneath all of this, a bigger problem. And the Bible says that problem is actually a problem with us, like with each of us. That in some way or another, in all of our lives, we've turned our backs on God, the God who made us and loves us and who sustains us. This is what the Bible calls sin. And in turning our backs on God, it leads to all sorts of devastating consequences for us and the way that we live in this world. Not saying that we're all, you know, guilty of murder like the Bondi terrorists. But at that same point, I do know, if I'm honest with myself, I gotta say there's anger in here, right? There's greed in me. There's selfishness in me, and that comes out in some awful ways at times. As much as I don't want to admit it, I'm part of the problem. Maybe you're sitting here thinking, "Oh, great, this is just, you know, more bad news, right? That's exactly what I wanted." But this is why Jesus coming is such good news for us. He comes as a savior. He comes to save us from this. And he also comes with a promise that it won't always be like this. That one day he's going to completely renovate, do this over again. So that there'll be a world where now where sin and all the things that come with sin, they're done away with for good. No more bad news. This is why Christmas is such a good time to celebrate. God is good news because the baby born that day is the savior that our world needs to end all those bad news barrage that we get. Next year is a big year for me. I'm going to turn 40 next year. Yes, woo! 25th of August, I'm sure you can all write that in your diary, just make it a reminder, yeah? Thank you. When I do, maybe there'll be a party. I'm not much of a party person. Maybe there'll be a party. Let's just say there's going to be a party. And maybe, you know, at that party, maybe people might pass some baby photos of me around there and chat about, look at that, look how much he's grown up since then. And perhaps the story will be told of when I was actually born and how mum and dad were in the car and they got to a red light and mum said, "Dad, you better run this red light because this baby's coming." And they get to the hospital and the nurse there starts getting cranky with dad. "Why didn't you bring her in earlier?" And mum's sitting there in the chair going, "Oh, don't worry about him, worry about me." Maybe that whole story will be told. Apparently, I couldn't just wait to get out into the world. But it'd be strange, wouldn't it, if that's all we sat around and talked about. If that's all we did, just chat about me being a baby. And it'd be weird, wouldn't it, if no one in my family, if none of my friends kind of just said anything I'd done since I was an infant. It's the same with Jesus. Right? It's right at Christmas time to remember him being born and coming into the world as a baby, but we don't just remember him as a baby. We also remember what he came to do later in life. We remember how he grew up. We remember how he cared for and loved people. We remember the things he said, the things he taught. But most of all, we remember the biggest thing in Jesus' life, which was his death and resurrection. That moment where he became the savior that he was born to be. We remember his death on the cross, where he died for us, where he paid the price for our sin, for the bad stuff that we bring into the world. And we also remember his resurrection, that he didn't stay dead, but he rose again, showing that he could give us new life and a new start with the God who made us. Remember that we can look forward to that great renovation where he's preparing a world where there is no bad news anymore. And friends, that's why God is such good news for our world. He's not the kind of God who just talks about good news, who makes lots of promises and then doesn't deliver. Because with Jesus, God has delivered on his good news promise decisively, once and for all. Jesus is the savior that we need. This is good news. It's not like Christmas lunch. Like, I love Christmas lunch. It might be my favorite part of Christmas. And Christmas lunch is great on Christmas Day. And Christmas lunch is great on Boxing Day. But after that, you know, Christmas lunch is gone, isn't it? But this is good news that stays good news for all eternity. So today, you might be here and you might be realizing, look, Jesus is saying, that's what the Bible says, Jesus is Savior, according to the Bible. But for me, I've never really accepted him as my savior. If you'd like to change that today, it's really simple to do. All you do is you pray and you tell God, "God, I want to accept Jesus as my savior. I want to live as a follower of him now. Please help me do that." Look, if today is the day that you want to change, and you want to have Jesus as your savior, why don't you pray that prayer today? In fact, can I encourage you? Why don't you grab someone you know who is a believer, and ask them to pray that with you. They'd love to be there. If you need to, come and grab me. I'd love to be there with you too. We'd love to be there with you as you take those first steps or as you recommit yourself to following Jesus. We'd love to walk alongside you as you live that life out. Or you might be here and you realize Jesus isn't your savior, and you think you've got to dig into it a bit more before you say yes. If that's you, look, can I just say, you are most welcome to come back here at church every week. Every Sunday, we want to say everyone is welcome. We meet here at 10 a.m. each Sunday. And each Sunday, we get into the Bible, and our aim is just to see more and more of Jesus. We'd love you to join us in doing that. We think that is the best way that you can get to know Jesus and see if he's the guy you want to follow too. But no matter where we're at with any of this, here's what I wanted us all to hear today. That God is good news. In a world where we have bad news come at us again and again and again, God brings good news. That's what Christmas is about. The good news that God speaks into your life. If that's what God's like, well, isn't this the kind of God you can love? Isn't this the kind of God you can adore? Isn't this the kind of God that's worth celebrating at Christmas time? In fact, not just at Christmas time, but every other day of the year as well. Friends, what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to pray for us that God would be with us this festive season. And then we're going to sing a song where we do this, where we adore God for who he is. Let me pray for us. Our Lord and God in heaven, we've heard today that great news, the great news that you gave to the shepherds back then, that you've given to us today, that Christmas is wonderful. Because we remember that a Savior was born, our Savior, the Savior that we need. Wherever we're at with you this morning, God, our prayer is that you would just help us grasp Jesus more, love Jesus more, follow him more closely. Not just this festive season, but every day of the year ahead. We pray this in his name. Amen.